Some lawmakers preached caution during the school's presentations, sounding rather pessimistic about how much money the state will have in its new budget. Indiana University, represented by CFO John Sadeni, preemptively acknowledged those concerns.
We expect financial constraints will continue to be a challenge in upcoming years, particularly at IU's regional campuses where finances are constrained.
Ivy Tech President Sue Elsperman presented her school's top funding requests, including about $80 million for renovations at the Kokomo and Muncie campuses. Budget Committee Chair Tim Brown then asked Elsperman whether a gloomy fiscal outlook for the state would change her requests.
It is what it is, and because there was no funding 2 years ago, which many of you, we just have fallen further behind.
Ivy Tech was the only public college not to receive funding for major projects in the last state budget. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.